News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The first substantial snow of the season brought out a part of Southwest Michigan most of us would rather not see. Here's Berrien County Sheriff Paul Bailey.
All over southwestern Michigan, there's been a lot of crashes due to the light snow and people not slowing down.
Bailey told us folks seem to forget how to drive in snow each year. He says you've got to give yourself extra time and slow down if there's ice and snow on the road.
You're responsible. You have to keep your car under control at all times, no matter what the road conditions are.
Not only was there a 32-car pileup on I-94 in Van Buren County this morning, but Bailey says there were small crashes all over Berrien. Over in Cass County, the Sheriff's Department reports dealing with 21 crashes between 6 a.m. and noon. Sheriff Bailey says you are responsible if you wind up in a ditch. Students from Upton Middle School in St. Joseph have had a chance to go to Lansing and show off to state lawmakers, as well as the governor, how technology enhances their classroom experience. State Senator John Prose invited them yesterday for the 17th Annual Student Technology Showcase. He tells us it's always a big event.
Many other schools from around the state of Michigan were also here for this technology showcase, talking about how classrooms today are enhancing learning through the use of technology.
The kids from Upton Middle School showed off an exhibit called That Moment When. A Facebook comment led to celebrity connections beyond the classroom. They used Google Hangout to chat with an actor about the impact of names. Pro says he's long advocated for more tech in learning. New legislation from State Representative Kim Lasada aims to make it easier for the average Michigander to help keep their favorite waterways clean. Lasada tells us her bill will clarify that the state's Adopt a River and Adopt a Shoreline programs are run by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. She says it's important for everyone to do their part to keep nature pristine.
If it's a shoreline or a river, it's about keeping, you know, our waterways clean and beautiful like they should always be.
Lasada tells us her legislation clarifying the DNR's role in running the Adopt a River and Adopt a Shoreline programs was needed because of some confusion that was created when the department was merged with the Department of Environmental Quality, then separated again. Her legislation was approved this week by a state house committee. Berrien Risa is planning to hold a meeting next Monday to help high school students sign up for the fifth-year early and middle college program. Risa's Melissa Springsteen tells us the program lets high schoolers take college classes for a couple of years before they graduate.
They finish high school and possibly their associate's degree at the same time.
Fifth-year early and middle college is in its third year, and Springsteen says it's taken off.
We have a group of students that's in their junior year and a group of students that's in your senior year, and then they'll do what we call the fifth year next year. So that group will be our first graduating class.
The student's school district pays for their tuition when they're attending these classes, meaning if you're hardworking enough, you could get an associate's degree for free. Anyone interested in learning more should show up to Reese's administration building at 6 p.m. on Monday. Pressure is being applied to Congress as funding for the popular Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, remains in limbo. Families USA Director of Medicaid Initiatives Dee Mahan tells us CHIP provides coverage to kids whose families don't qualify for Medicaid but who still make too little for employer-provided insurance. It offers care targeted to the needs of children. Congress failed to renew CHIP's funding more than 2 years ago.
Every other Congress that's had this decision to make has done it and gotten this business done. This Congress just can't seem to make that happen.
Mahan says 9 million kids around the country get insured through CHIP, but Congress failed to approve a renewal. Now it's catching up to the states that run it. Mahan says that children around the country will lose out. She says supporters should contact their reps in Congress and ask if CHIP get its funding back. A meeting planned for next month could help to determine the future of a recycling center in St. Joseph. The Jackie Taglia Recycling Center on Broad Street in front of the St. Joe City Public Works Department opened in the late 1980s through a partnership between United for Survival and the City of St. Joe. The Boy Scouts helped to coordinate the work that's done there. However, the Boy Scouts are ending that role in March. So a public meeting will be held in January 18th, that is, at the Rose Center on Church Street in St. Joe. Groups and individuals who may have an interest in taking on the management of the recycling service are encouraged to attend that meeting. Remember, it's January 18th. Mark your calendars now. And Pure Michigan has a few tips if you have some time off before the end of the year. It suggests getting a cozy getaway right here in Michigan. Pure Michigan's Michelle Grinnell suggests Stafford's Bayview Inn in Petoskey, or maybe Shanty Creek or Treetops Resort in northern Michigan.
Or you could head up to the UP. Chandler's Old Forest Inn is just this adorable inn right on a lake. It's near Tequamanon Falls, and where you can go snowshoeing or cross-country skiing. So it's this idea of being cozy, but also embracing winter and enjoying winter and having that little getaway to get away from the stress of the holidays.
Grinnell says you could also stay at the Elmore Lodge in Detroit. She says winter is an important travel season here in Michigan with snowmobiling and skiing and other activities. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lions report. WSJM News now continues. Senator Al Franken on the Senate floor today announcing he will resign in the coming weeks. Franken referring to what he calls the irony that he's leaving office while President Trump, accused of sexual misconduct himself, is still in the White House, and another man accused of sexual misconduct, Roy Moore, is about to get elected to the Senate. Here's ABC News' chief White House correspondent, Jonathan Carl.
What struck me about listening to Senator Franken is he really does not seem to have think that he did anything wrong or anything significantly wrong, but he pointed out what he called the irony that the president, in his words, has admitted on tape to committing sexual assault, and he firmly believes that Senate candidate Roy Moore is guilty of things far worse than anything that Franken has admitted to or even been accused of.
Franken says he's been an advocate for women. That's even as he resigns amid a torrent of sexual misconduct accusations. The Minnesota Democrat said he has used his position, quote, to be a champion of women. He says, despite the allegations, quote, I know who I really am. Franken is serving his ninth year as senator. He says he'll resign in the coming weeks. Speaking of which, as Al Franken will be resigning, what comes next? ABC's Brad Milkey took a look.
In a statement, Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton said he'll choose a replacement for Franken in the coming days. That person would serve until a special election next fall. But the statement was co-authored by Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith. Democrats have wondered whether she's the top choice for the interim spot. Franken certainly seemed to think the job will go to a woman.
But Minnesotans deserve a senator who can focus with all her energy.
As for Franken, he says he'll continue to be an activist. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Firefighters battling several devastating wildfires in Southern California are getting ready to deal with another night of severe winds. Here's ABC's Alex Stone with the latest from Ventura County, California.
The fire here is still growing, but the 80-mile-per-hour Santa Ana winds that were in the forecast have not materialized. Ventura County Fire Captain Dan Arnold says they're using the better-than-expected conditions to help make progress.
Anytime that we have the ability to take advantage of, you know, less wind condition, anything that will help us from the natural, you know, elements, then we'll take advantage of that and go aggressive and go hard.
It's still windy here, though, and flames are still spreading. Alex Stone, ABC News, Ventura County, California.
Residents being ordered to evacuate a tiny beachfront community of Faria Beach, northwest of Los Angeles today. It's where a huge wildfire is churning down hillsides towards seaside homes. U.S. 101 along the coast was also occasionally closed as were highways in and around the resort. President Trump honored Pearl Harbor attack victims and survivors on the 76th anniversary of that attack today. ABC's Andy Field has the details from Washington.
Pearl Harbor survivor Mickey Gainage singing an impromptu memorial song for the president.
Just remember Pearl Harbor and go on to victory.
Yeah. President Trump smiling, thanking Mickey and other survivors for their service on that attack in Hawaii 75 years of a century ago.
They fought. They bled, they sacrificed, and they triumphed.
Mr. Trump saying he plans to be in the White House for the next 7 years and hopes the survivors will be back for each Pearl Harbor memorial. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Trust no one, document everything. With that, Mosul Ai risked his life collecting proof of the atrocities of ISIS to post online for the world to see. One of his unwitting sources was a childhood friend who joined the fanatics. Another was a friend who worked at the hospital. His secret double life helped him survive, but Mosul Ai is done being anonymous. He's a scholar, a blogger, and a fundraiser. He's come forward. He says he wants the world to know his identity. The former U.S. gymnastics and Michigan State University doctor accused of molesting more than 100 young women and girls has now been sentenced to 60 years behind bars. Here's ABC's Ryan Burrow.
The 54-year-old former doctor will likely spend the rest of his life behind bars. Sentenced in federal court in Michigan Thursday on charges of possessing child pornography. Next month, he'll be sentenced in two cases brought against him for molesting gymnasts who were seeking treatment. Sterling Reithman is one of the women accusing Nasser of abuse.
Because of Judge Neff's actions today, little girls won't have to look at themselves in the mirror and beg themselves to stop shaking.
A victim statement was submitted by Olympic gold medalist Michaela Maroney, who called Nasser a child molester and a monster. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
And the folks who hand out Oscars are now policing their own house as sexual harassment allegations continue to rock Hollywood. ABC's Christopher Watson has more.
The Motion Picture Academy has adopted new official standards of conduct amid the ongoing wave of sexual harassment and assault allegations in the entertainment industry. The brief statement just issued by the Academy says in part that it has no place for, quote, people who abuse their status, power, or influence in a manner that violates recognized standards of decency. Anyone who does, the statement says, can be suspended or expelled. The Academy's already expelled one prominent member for violating those standards, producer Harvey Weinstein, 7 weeks ago. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berry and Cass and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.